Welcome to Lighthouse Podcast episode. This is should be
19.
Yes, sir.
We're on 19.
I am your host, Dominic, and today I have him back here again, Toro Man.
99. Yes, sir. What's up?
So, first, before we go ahead and start off the big news and everything like that for football, today we watched some few college football games. We actually saw some college football games not that long ago with the Houston Cougars that won against Tulane.
Yeah, Tulane.
Did you watch that game,
Matthew? I didn't watch that game, but I know they won 49-34.
And at first, Tulane was in the lead, right? Right?
No, I didn't watch it.
No, I'm saying, like, wasn't Tulane in the league at first, right? You saw it on ESPN or on your phone or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, I think Tulane was in the league for, like, 24-0 or something like that.
And they blew it.
And they blew the game.
Similar to the Texans.
Yeah.
When we had Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. So, before we get into that, we also watched a few games, Texas versus Oklahoma. How do you feel about the Texas versus Oklahoma game?
I mean, too many mistakes. At least they cleaned it up in the second half. But still, Oklahoma won.
In overtime.
In overtime.
And then I think the fifth overtime.
It was fourth, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about Clemson? How you feel about – you also reacted about Texas A&M versus Florida.
Yeah, I thought Florida was going to take that. But then – all of a sudden, here's A&M pulling upset.
Yeah.
And then what else? Clemson, Miami. I think Clemson may win.
Derek King is the starting quarterback for Miami.
Oh, Derek King. Yeah, that is right.
That's the reason why they're ranked number 7 right now.
Because of Derek King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... okay, so the college football is kind of shook up right now because Mississippi State just won against LSU.
Right.
That was a very interesting game. I can't believe I'm away LSU looking like from an undefeated champions to going to 2-game losing streak. Same goes to Texas. I mean, Texas did great last year. Well, they did decently.
And now they're like –
now they're in a 2-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They're tied with Oklahoma at this point.
Yeah. I say fire Tom Herman. If he's going to be a snake to University of Houston, mm-hmm. he'll be a snake to UT.
Hopefully, I mean, the one thing that I was kind of upset about that Mack Brown went to North Carolina, I kind of wish he stayed. He was a very good coach, you know, but the University of Texas kicked him out. And that's the one thing that, you know, kind of hurt it for me because Mack Brown left. And that was my favorite coach. He produced a lot of the players, Colt McCoy, Jordan Shipley, Vince Young. You know, a lot of great players and everything like that.
Right. And is he still with North Carolina?
Yeah, he is still with North Carolina.
Wow. So, let's see. He's produced what? Charlie Heck? Who else?
No. He's only been there for 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlie Heck was this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he did produce Charlie Heck. His dad was really good.
Who was his dad?
I don't remember, but I know his dad was pretty good from what I hear.
Okay. So, okay. And I think who else was upset? I don't think there was any other team that was upset.
Yeah.
I can't think of it right now, but let's go ahead and get straight into the NFL topics.
Mm-hmm.
First, me and you are very happy after this news, after they lost to the Vikings. Bill O'Brien has been fired. What was your reaction when you heard Bill O'Brien was fired?
I was like cursing, middle fingers up. I was happy.
Now, since and who is the interim coach, the head coach now for
Romeo Crennel?
How do you feel that Romeo Crennel is now going to be the head coach for the Texans?
It's only for a year, but I would love to have Eric Bieniemy or Dabo Swinney.
Mm-hmm. Of course, but I mean, having
Romeo Crennel as an alternative
is better than just, you know, having just no one.
Right.
So And especially, I mean, we can really trust Romeo Crennel. I think the one thing that they did was he had problems when he was at Kansas City.
Who?
Romeo Crennel.
Yeah. And Cleveland, too.
And I think because they didn't have enough talent for him, it kind of
just brought him downhill.
Yeah.
But he's a great coach overall.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said,
mm-hmm.
I say Dom Capers, he was all right whenever he... The only good thing about him was, what was his name? Andre and David.
Yeah.
But rest of the ways, I say Kubiak was our best coach.
Well, it looks like yes.
Because he... And not to mention, he was the one that brought in DeAndre Hopkins. Not Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, it's pretty happy that Bill O'Brien is fired. I think Romeo Crennel is going to do well. It all started just because
J.J. Watt just caused a revolt. And I really hope Deshaun Watson was a part of it, too.
I think Deshaun probably was. Because I think Bill O'Brien was being too strict. He tried to be like the Patriots, you know,
right?
And that was too much.
That was too much for the players.
And being the Patriots, getting rid of the first round pick, trying to do the Patriot way. Oh, this is what Bill Belichick did when he was in, you know, when he was a coach. Or this is what this is what Bill Belichick did. This and that. Blah 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 blah. You're not Bill Belichick.
No, you're not.
You don't have a great relationship with everybody in the staff.
And hold on. Not to mention, you're not even Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He's a great coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
So the problem was that his ego got him. Got him. He's the reason why that he wanted to be the man in charge. He wanted to be that type of person to be, I call the plays. I do everything. You have to listen to me. His ego got in the way of everything.
Right.
Just imagine all those games. 24-0 lead, right?
Right.
Think about if the Texans would have went aggressive and just kept going at him, right? Instead of, let's hand the ball off. Let's do this. Let's do that.
We're in the lead. No.
Yeah.
You keep pressing. And that's what made Hopkins mad.
Yeah.
And eventually, he gets to Arizona, and I hope he comes back, but
it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
he signed a four-year contract with them.
I thought it was two.
Nope, four more years.
So he's got six total?
Yeah.
God.
Well, I think, well, no, yeah, you're right. It's four. He has 4 years with Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, at first it was two.
Yeah.
Now it's four.
Mm-hmm. So you have 4 years with the Arizona Cardinals now. So we will not be able to get DeAndre Hopkins back.
Right.
Now, the thing is that now I think it's just going to release our weapons now, because before it was just very, wouldn't let the play develop. He always wanted to run the ball a lot just to prove everybody the point that, oh, David Johnson's a good player.
No.
Yes, we already know David Johnson is a great player, but there's no point to trying to prove the point, like try to prove that David Johnson is a great player.
Right.
So,
I mean, not to talk down on David Johnson, but he's out of his prime.
Well, how old is he?
Hold on. I think he's in his 30s.
If he's 31, that means that's where DeAndre Hopkins is at. He's 31. So they're kind of at the end of the prime, 34. Five is their end of their prime.
Hold on. He's 28.
He's
28? Yes.
He hasn't even got into his prime yet.
Right.
Their prime starts like at 30, 31 years old. This is when they're in the peak physicalness.
Right.
If you look at athletes in general, the best athletes are like at 30.
30.
MVP winner. You look at Patrick Mahomes, he's not even 30 years old yet, and he's
already an MVP.
Already an MVP and Super Bowl champion.
And he did it within 2 years.
Yeah. So, having having that not even hit his prime yet.
Right.
I want David Johnson to do great. That's how I see it. I want him to do great. But I don't want him to be run heavy run. Like, just keep handing them off. There's just, you know, I don't want that.
Keep feeding him.
We want Deshaun Watson to beast mode. You know what I'm saying?
We want Deshaun beast mode.
I don't know how many what was his percentage? Not percentage.
I know it's lower.
How much he thrown the ball? Hold on, let me go to Let's go. Okay, against the Chiefs, Deshaun threw 32 passes. So that's that. They let him throw the ball a lot. Then the next game, he threw 36 passes. Then Steelers, he threw 27, and then the Vikings, he threw 33.
Yeah, we want they. He,
but they're giving David Johnson 16 carries, 11 carries for 34 yards.
Not great.
And 11 carries for 77 yards. So he's been run heavy this whole time. He's averaging at least 10 carries a game.
And most of them are going nowhere.
77 yards, 34 yards. They're very low. They're very low for that many carries. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, so I feel like, you know, run heaviness, run, you know, just in general.
It's too predictable.
We run first, second, and third down, and then we punt the ball.
That's just stupid.
And it's not, and it shouldn't be like that. And I hope. I think Romeo Crennel is going to bring something out of the Texans. You know Romeo Crennel retired, right? He was not even part of the Texans, and they told him, hey, you're going to be the interim coach, and he took the job.
Yeah, he loves his players.
Yeah. And so I can't wait for Romeo Crennel. I can't wait. I want to see how he does.
I want to see how he does. If he doesn't do good, then we'll bring Davo.
We'll bring him in next year. We're not going to be able to bring him this year. But
if he does do good, then it may not be the long-term solution, but he'll do good.
It'd be right now. I said it on the comments. I said, I don't care if we go 0-16. This is the best season I have ever had because Bill O'Brien is gone.
Right.
So, you know, and it's true. I would be really happy. I'm really happy right now. I'm still happy right now. We're 0-4. And I'm happy that Bill O'Brien is gone. And now I'm like, all right. Texans are looking nice now.
Yes. May not look
too... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
May not look too nice, but something.
Yeah.
Something in the right direction.
Now, how do you feel that they wanted to hire Josh Daniels?
Josh McDaniels? No. I would not do that.
Why is that?
I mean, if you look under the Bill Belichick tree... History is not that great.
No, it's not. Definitely not. He, what is it? Matt Patricia, the Detroit Lions.
He's not doing good.
Bill O'Brien for the Texans.
Didn't do so well.
Who else was it that came out of the Patriots?
Vrabel. He's doing good.
Mike Vrabel's all right. He's doing all right right now.
At least the only thing that.
But didn't he play for just the Patriots?
No, I think he played for someone else. I
thought he was also a coach for.
Think he was defensive coordinator.
He was just defensive coordinator.
And then San Francisco offered him a job, declined it.
Yeah.
Then Tennessee offered him a head coaching job. He took it.
Yeah. Okay.
Which so far he's done pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just that impressed with Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and go to the next topic. I mean, of course, I mean, I think we already discussed. I mean, what do you think about the future for the Texans?
Let's see. Probably a 7-9, 9-7.
Okay. Miss the playoffs?
Probably miss the playoffs for a year, but that's all right.
Okay. So you're having a positive
aspect of this.
For this. Okay. And how do you think Deshaun Watson's going to do since Bill O'Brien is now not taking control of Deshaun Watson?
I think depends on what Romeo Crennel does.
Mm-hmm.
If Romeo Crennel can get him in right, then...
Which he did when during his rookie year when he was the assistant head coach, when he was being like half and half, him calling the plays and Bill O'Brien was calling the plays.
then Romeo Crennel had a huge effect.
He had a huge effect. That's when Deshaun Watson, before he tore his ACL, had 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
So Romeo Crennel is going to do us justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he's going to open up and widen up the playbook for Deshaun Watson.
And that's how the way it should be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even on Jack Easterby, no.
No.
I say we bring back, what's the name, Rick Smith.
I feel like Jack Easterby or Easterby is that type of person. Like, since he or who let Bill O'Brien be coach and GM? Was it the owner?
Yeah, it was Cal McNair.
Okay, I feel like he would be Cal McNair would be like, I'm gonna save money and let Jack Easterby be the GM. And that would be crap.
That'd be terrible.
My honest opinion, because he'll just try to bring in just
look
Patriots,
and that's the terrible thing about. That's the terrible thing. Bob McNair mm-hmm. wanted us to win.
Yeah,
and guess what?
He did everything he can. I mean, he bring in Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson.
He did everything.
He brought in Gary Kubiak to kind of just, you know, try to make a winning team, which we did had for a few years until, you know, everything just started falling apart.
Yeah.
And then he brought in Bill O'Brien. He did okay for those few years, and then he just, you know,
no good.
Did no good for the last 2 years, because we could have went to the AFC champ. We could have went to the Super Bowl. If Bill O'Brien was not the head coach.
Right.
Because we have the talent. We have a 12-4, a 13-2 team.
Right.
Or 13-3 team. But, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like in this history of the Texans, hopefully we do get Dabo Sweeney. That would be perfect. Because way it looks like with the Arizona Cardinals, Kyle Murray with who's their head coach?
What's his name? Cliff Kingsbury.
Yep.
And Matt Rhule with Carolina Panthers.
So they know the team. They know who, you know. Teddy Bridgewater was the teammate with Matt Rhule. He was the head coach for Teddy Bridgewater. No, my fault. That's Charlie Strong. I'm tripping.
That was Charlie Strong when he was in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Baylor with Temple and everything like that. He has brought in a lot of players that were from Temple. Oh, no, my fault. It was he used to be an XFL player. P.J. Walker. He brought him in,
right,
as a backup and everything like that. But I don't know how Matt Rhule is doing. I mean, I know that Teddy Bridgewater is like top five in
rushing quarterback.
No, in passing yards for quarterbacks, he's top five right now. I think with a good 900, about to hit 1,000 yards or something like that. But yeah, they've been doing great. Let's see. I feel like we do need to get Dabo Sweeney. Either Dabo Sweeney or
Eric Bieniemy.
Why would you say him, though? My question.
I mean, a lot of the players think that on the Chiefs, he deserved a head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at Eric Bieniemy and what he's able to do with talent, it's amazing.
I mean, you look at Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's why you think that the Texans are gonna have, you know, you think that's the reason why we need
Eric Bieniemy.
Bieniemy, I can't say his name right.
Yeah, but it would be nice if we had Dabo Sweeney, because Deshaun Watson knows
mm-hmm.
what to expect from him.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's go ahead. We're done with the future of the Texans, and we'll go ahead into our next topic. Fantasy football future. This is the future of the fantasy football. So for right now, the last few podcasts that me and Matthew has done, it's been kind of
more statistical.
Statistical, but also kind of how to say this. Same thing. It's the same thing.
We want to change it up.
I kind of want to change it up. I kind of want to do everything like that. So we're not going to do that much fantasy football stuff.
Right.
For a little bit. Okay. So we do fantasy football when updating the standings from our team. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to lose on the fantasy football team?
Yeah,
and that's pretty much it. I mean, we'll tell you. We'll do a little bit more research to get better at fantasy football. We're going to definitely be watching a lot of things. We're going to be watching the new players. Who do you think you should be picking up in the free agency? Who do you think you should be dropping from your team in general? Let's see. And who do you think you should be trading for who and who? That's how we're going to be doing. Not this time. Not in this time right now.
So just, you know, who should pick up, who should drop, who mm-hmm. should trade.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen. We're getting a little too much
statistical.
No, I'm fine with the statistical. The problem is that we're too watered down. We're doing the same thing over and over again.
Same.
Who's the best quarterback? Who's the best running back? Who's the best receiver?
And we're done with that portion.
We're done with this portion, and you know, we kind of live and learn, and I kind of see, I liked the first time when we started doing this. We should have done quarterback, running back, and wide receiver, tight ends, that whole entire podcast on the first time we did this. But, you know, we live and learn. We did what we had to do.
Right.
And we're going to fix on that mistake, and we'll go ahead, and next week we're going to be starting doing who is our picks, who do we want, right. And we'll be going from there too. So, right. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. So, reaction to the NFL news. Okay. You have statistics with you, right? What are the statistics over for, by the way?
Statistics? Hold on. So, let's see. That's week 3. We don't want week 3. We don't want week 4 either. Week 5. Here we go. I got predictions. What else I got? Oh, I got rankings.
Oh, you have rankings?
Yeah.
For what?
For, like, passing, rushing.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that for Tormann stats of the day, but not right now.
Yeah.
So here's some NFL news. Y'all ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Ian Rapoport has been suspended by NFL Network after sharing Manscaped ad on Instagram. What's your reaction to that?
Whoa. Okay there.
Yep. He has been just suspended from the NFL Network. It looks like for until October 22nd.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah. So, how's your reaction with it? And what do you think about it?
First off, that was stupid. Sharing a Manscaped ad. Mm-hmm. Now, for one, I really hope that he didn't mean that in a negative way.
He did say he didn't make a mistake, and he is really apologizing for what just happened. He, you know, he had an ad, and you know, it's kind of inappropriate that he is a NFL Network. He is getting paid for, you know, to find to tell news and everything like that now. So, you know, it's a bad mistake from Ian Rapoport, but that's all right. He'll be back in October 22nd, and right. I don't think he'll do it again.
I don't think he'll do it again.
Other reports we have that the Bears and the Chiefs have been tested positive for COVID-19.
Whose side would that be on?
Both of the Bears and the Chiefs.
Both sides.
Both sides, yes.
Whoa.
So it looks like the strength and conditioning coach has been tested positive, and a member of the Bears practice squad was tested positive as well.
Ouch.
They were set to host the Raiders on Sunday afternoon, while the Bears was last played on Thursday with a 20-19 win over the Buccaneers.
Right.
So the news comes to the league appeared to be bounced back from the outbreaks of the Tennessee and the New England. Neither team reportedly registered positive results from the COVID-19 testing. So they know who it is. They know who is, you know, who is the players that was tested COVID-19. There was two players. So they don't cancel the team.
Right.
Now, since last September, the Titans have had 23 cases of positive tests. That's the reason why that they had to cancel a lot of their games, because of
the Tennessee Titans.
Because the Tennessee Titans was positive for 23 cases, and 13 players was tested positive from the COVID-19.
Right.
So now I think.
Speaking of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They may face some suspensions, fines, if they found them violating the rules.
Yes, they would definitely will. And you see right now that the Tennessee Titans right now are going to be playing Tuesday night in the football game. This is the first time you ever seen them play in the Tuesday night football.
Right.
And that's crazy to me. And hopefully it's not, it was really serious, because they got tested positive, and they must have done something wrong. Something happened
with Tennessee.
So, you know.
Right.
All right. So that was another news. And then we're going to get a few more news coming up. Let me go ahead and we go straight into break for ads. We'll make sure we get back from y'all.
All right.
See y'all later.
We all going to
have to. Welcome to Loud House episodes. What did you say, Peter? What would you say? Oh, by the way, this is episode 20. I'm with the moderator, Xander, and we have a special guest.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's back.
Lakers and six, man. I told y'all Lakers and six.
Yeah. You did say that. What the? Oh, okay. I thought something messed up right there for a few seconds. I was going to get pissed. Anyways, yeah, so speaking of about the finals, the last time we were discussing, it was before the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yes, sir, I think so.
It was right before.
It was right before. The Lakers were playing the Rockets in game one.
The whole entire time. Me and Xander was pissed off the whole entire time. Like, what the hell? Like, oh, no, we won that game, but we won the first game, right?
Yes, sir. Four straight. LBJ and AD.
Why are you whispering, bro?
Damn, I'm whispering?
That was too loud? Speak normal.
What you mean? I'm speaking normal.
I know.
This is me normal right here.
I know, but you're wrong.
You're going to have to cut this off. Like, you're going to have to cut this out of the podcast.
Oh,
but you can cut this out of the podcast. Pause. Relax. Calm down. I'm heterosexual. Like we said, you're going to have to edit that part out because I was fucking it up. Rock content. Resume.
Bro, at this point, it's stuck in your head now.
Oh, shit.
You attempted it and you're like,
no. No, I'm going to let it slide till later. They're going to figure it out later.
All right,
back to the show.
Yeah, but the finals, I don't know what to say about it because I guess we expected a fight, but I wasn't expecting game six. You get what I'm saying? Like, I thought we'd hit game seven at least.
See, I expected game six with everybody healthy.
And
when Bam was injured, mm-hmm. I thought it was over. Dragic went out, it was over.
Mm-hmm. If they probably had Gordon Dragic healthy, they probably would have.
They might have took it to seven.
Yeah. If he
was fully up to rotation and, gaining that momentum with them, it went to game seven. Could have pushed it to
game six. Did he play?
Yeah, he played
in game six, but it was a blowout, so it doesn't really matter.
It's like, well, I mean, kind of think it's like he was hurt.
He wasn't in the momentum chain.
Either way, if you're in the momentum chain or not, you're hurt. And it could slow down a lot of things. I mean, you think about it. If you work with a team, right? Like for me and Peter, we work at Clicklist at Kroger's, right? If one person is not holding up his weight,
the whole team going down.
Yeah. The whole team goes down.
You got to pick up the slack for the other members of the team, which is what Jimmy Butler has been doing until game six.
Well, game five, game four, what, triple doubles?
50-plus minutes.
50-plus minutes? Mm-hmm. Tired as hell?
But that's the attitude of Jimmy Butler. I mean
Tyler Herro did step up. This wasn't enough.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to explain last podcast. I don't see anything being enough for LeBron or AD.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was saying because Bam Adebayo was small that he wouldn't hold his weight. That's what I think rolled.
I think it was game five. My dad said AD wasn't even supposed to play.
Nope.
Because he hit Jay Crowder.
Elbowed him in the mouth.
Yeah. It was on purpose too, because sometimes you can see, he was trying to get up. And
he made the swing
his arm because he was trying to get up. No, he looked straight dead at him and just went.
He made the glance first.
Yeah.
Then he went up with the layup. Mm-hmm.
And he shouldn't have played game five.
But they lost game five anyway. even though they should have won Game Five. But well, Danny Green sold. They lost in Game Five. They lost Game Five because Danny Green sold. Markieff Morris also sold, but I blame it on Danny Green the most.
Really?
He's a shooter.
Well,
if you have a wide open jump shot at the top of the key, that first of all, that's his highest percentage shooting area.
True.
Top of the key and right wing. He even said, "Oh, go ahead."
In a real basketball game, in anything in general, you get that shot, you take it. No matter how bad of a shooter you are,
and you take it.
It's a good shot, and if you miss it, bro, you miss it. It happens. It's basketball. It's the 50-50 at that point. Some people shoot 30-30. No, not 30. 30-70. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, with Danny Green, when he was on the Raptors, that shit was 50-50.
I expect Danny Green to shoot 80-20, 70-30 in that type of position.
True. He was open.
He was wide open. Catch and shoot.
I don't understand why a lot of people was hating. I mean, yeah, he sold. And it happens. We talk about with Harden when he missed a jump shot.
I'm not hating on bro. I'm not gonna do anything where everybody was sending death threats to his fiance because he missed a 3-pointer.
That shit sucks.
Come on, bro. Markieff sold. He ain't getting no death threats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Arguably, Markieff sold more than Danny Green.
Because he had LeBron wide open in the corner.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know. I see it. I wasn't really mad about it because I was cheering for the Miami Heat. But at the same time, I was like, why? Like, if it was a good shot, why would y'all be mad?
I was just mad because it was the Mamba jerseys.
Mm.
They supposed to win in those jerseys, especially they got to win the championship in those jerseys.
Yeah.
It would have completed the perfect season.
Did they?
They won in the white jerseys.
They won in the white. They won a champion though.
I mean, yeah, they won a chip for Kobe, but it would have been nicer to see them win it in the Mamba jerseys.
But I didn't want to see it stop at Game Five, I would rather
it had been, if I was going for the Miami Heat, I would rather it had been 4-1 than 4-2 and get blown out in Game Six by 30 piece.
True.
Like,
no, they came back, right? It was like 102-94 at the end of the game. Something close.
It was like 117-102 or 117-94.
That's still a close game, man. Anything that's like, if it's 20 points, that's a blow up. And now in the NBA, it's like, if it's 15 points, it's like.
But you got to think about it. If you're up 30 with 10 minutes, 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you know that the other team not going to come back.
102-96.
You seen LeBron just, you know, jogging up and down the court. That was Game Six.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh wait, no.
There wasn't nothing going down.
106-93.
So they lost by 13.
At the end, it was.
I mean, it got closer, but I mean.
But it's not like.
It's not.
It was garbage minutes. It's the garbage time.
I'm like, bro, like, at first, it was close at the first quarter. And I was like, okay, Miami Heat gets it. You know what I'm saying?
See, Miami Heat came out throwing blows. Mm-hmm. And they fell off after that. Jimmy only had, what, like 14 in the first half or something like that? 13? He wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
LeBron, of course, you know, 30-point triple-double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, along with AD, I think, scored like 20.
So. I really want Jimmy Butler to win a ring.
Yeah.
I really
want him to win a ring. Right. I want him to come to L.A.
Question is.
Or come to OKC.
He won't go there. You know him.
He
won't even come close to Houston. He was close to Houston. He was close to going to Houston.
He going to San Antonio. No, I'm just playing. He's staying with Miami. He said after they lost, he said, I promised him a championship and I didn't deliver. Mm-hmm. I just have to do it next year. Yeah, so he's like staying in Miami.
I like that attitude. Everybody was saying.
So what about Giannis?
But everybody's not LeBron, though. On your point of you like the attitude that Jimmy Butler has. Everybody's not LeBron.
Still.
Jimmy Butler's up there. He's creeping into a lot of people's top 10. But. He alone is not carrying a team to a championship to win.
I mean,
he's not gonna carry a team to win a championship. He took them there.
But I'm saying like
with Jimmy Butler. A couple of young people though, that's the thing. Barely any experience. Tyler Herro was the youngest person in there.
Giannis is about to leave the Bucks though and go somewhere else.
Miami.
He's if he go, I wouldn't go to Miami if I was Giannis.
Where would he go?
Bucks? Giannis. He's going to the Bucks.
He's not staying in Milwaukee.
You don't think so?
No. No. Where you no. Going? That I'm not sure.
Because media could make that type of situation. Like, for example, Rockets are looking for Joel Embiid.
What I've seen.
And everybody's running with that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. What I've seen in the media that I feel like that's possible. She goes to Dallas.
Dallas would be a great spot.
What? Luka, Giannis, Kristaps. You still got Boban on the bench.
Kristaps hurt for the season.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he was hurt.
He had a
meniscus injury. Damn. That's why they lost against the Clippers. Clippers are garbage. Kawhi's actually the best player on that team.
Duh. Who thought anybody else was better than Kawhi?
13%.
Pandemic P, I like to say.
There you go.
But you seen the locker room blues with the Clippers?
Oh my god, it's horrible.
People were bristled by.
I mean, they did sign Ty Lue.
The locker room in general.
It's the locker room problems.
It's horrible. Like the teammates in general, they don't respect each other.
They don't respect Kawhi because he gets the star treatment. Mm-hmm. They don't respect Paul George because they think they're better than him. They know they're not better than Kawhi, so they just mad because he gets star treatment.
Yeah.
But they think they're better than Pete.
That's the thing. That's what happens when you have Montrezl Harrell. That's what happens when you have Lou Williams. You have egos.
Patrick Beverly. And see.
They didn't have egos in the freaking Raptors. They were like, they're all in for what Kawhi was going to do because you know what?
It was Kawhi.
You're Kawhi Leonard. Come bring us a championship in Toronto.
Speaking of Kawhi Leonard in Toronto, if I'm Kyle Lowry, I am the most heated man on the planet at Toronto.
Yeah.
You brought Kawhi in, mm-hmm. He won a championship, mm-hmm. And you offered this man free food, free housing, Kawhi and Don for life, and I've been putting on for the city for how many years? I was here through DeRozan.
Yeah.
Now, second best player on the team for the championship, mm-hmm. And I ain't getting nothing.
Yeah.
You ain't even gonna pay me no more. You're not gonna give me no bonus. Like, what am I even here for?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm requesting a trade.
Everybody, I mean, with the DeMar DeRozan, speaking of that DeMar DeRozan situation too, everybody's saying that he might come back to the Raptors. It could happen, but at the same time, if they do go to the playoffs, they're not going to
play. See, I don't want to make any comments about DeMar DeRozan because I didn't get to watch him that much this season because I don't really watch the Spurs, and they don't really have any players that I like that I'm trying to keep up with except for Lonnie Walker.
They became a big big market team to a small market team after Tim Duncan left, Kawhi Leonard left. They traded for DeMar DeRozan. It just went crazy after that. Now nobody talks about the Spurs.
Ooh, off topic, but who do you think are we gonna trade James Harden?
That was random as hell.
That's why I said off topic. Are we gonna trade James Harden?
I feel like the Rockets are in full rebuild mode.
I think so.
Cause Mike D'Antoni fired. Daryl Morey stepped down.
This is the thing. I don't like the owner of the Rockets. I don't like anything. I don't like the front office in general for the Rockets. Because the owner,
Tillman Fertitta.
He don't care. He don't care. You know why? He cares about the money. How much you getting? How much you buying for his merchandise?
He ain't no. He definitely ain't no genie bus.
And it's so for me, it's like it's the owner. Because I mean, think about it. Daryl Morey wasn't brought up until. Hold on. We'll be right back.